This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, January 29. Blessed are you. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 5. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you." If you've ever read The Hobbit or The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien, you'll know that hobbits like to eat. They have breakfast, of course, but they also have second breakfast, then elevensies, luncheon, afternoon tea, dinner, supper, and maybe a nighttime snack. They have an appetite. We have often used this phrase to describe our teenagers and grandchildren. I sometimes wonder if the floor by our refrigerator will wear out first because of the foot traffic in front of it. I've also been in countries where hunger is a daily problem. I've seen moms desperate to feed their children and willing to feed them mud cookies when there's nothing else. We all have a hunger for food to satisfy the grumblings in our stomachs. When Jesus sat on a hillside and began teaching the crowds around him, the people were not physically hungry, so he could focus on their spiritual hunger. He wanted them to know that if they were hungry for God, there would be plenty to fill their souls. He wanted them to know that if they would change their thinking and search after God, the righteousness and peace of God would fill their hearts. How hungry are we for the things that God wants to fill us with? Pray with me. Dear God, please make us hungry for you. Teach us and fill us with your truth and love and grace. Teach us to pray and experience your feeding and your filling. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.